Okay, so this is the wise mind, emotional mind. And so what I'd like you to do is close your eyes, find a comfortable position for your head, for your arms, for your legs, and just spend a few moments focusing on your breathing, breathing nice and deep and slow in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just breathing out, relaxing, and letting go of all your worries and your cares. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in and out. And just letting your shoulders drop down, letting your jaw relax, letting your hands loosen. Breathing nice and deep and slow, and focusing all your energy on the movement of the air coming in. And so as I'm quiet for a few moments, just focus on your breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow, noticing the muscles in your jaw, your shoulders, your tummy, your hands and your legs relaxing. With every exhalation, just blowing all the worries and cares away. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to take a few moments to explain the exercise. So in this exercise, we'll be focusing on the rational mind. This is the reasoning part of your mind. This is your part of your mind that is strictly focused on reason, cause and effect. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have our emotional mind. And our emotional mind is the part of us we all have, sometimes called the reactive mind, that easily becomes overwhelmed, full of self-doubt, full of anxious thoughts, critical thoughts. This is the emotional reactive mind. And in the middle, a desired state of living is the wise mind. And the wise mind is a balance of the two, a balance of the rational mind and the emotional mind. The wise mind can be in touch with the emotions, but not let those emotions overwhelm or swim in the emotions. The wise mind can be aware of the reasoning, the cause and effect. But they can also temper that with the emotions, the compassion, the understanding. And this is the wise mind. And so for a moment, just off to the left-hand side of you, I'd like you to bring to mind an image of the reactive, immature, emotional part of yourself that we all have. And this may be a part of yourself that's critical. We all have some part of us that is critical. This part of you may be younger, shorter, male, female, animal, human. It may be a part of you that started long time ago or more recently. So take a moment to bring to mind what this reactive, emotional, critical part of yourself looks like, just off to the left. Is it male, female, tall, short, young, old, human, non-human? It may be a character. That you bring to mind when you think of it. Character from a movie, from a book, an animated character, or a human character. Just bringing that to mind. Bringing to mind what that part of you looks like, acts like, sounds like. It needn't be perfect, it's whatever most readily comes to mind. The more you practice this exercise, the image, the sense of this part of you will become clearer. And then just quietly to yourself, ask this critical, reactive, emotional part of yourself, how old were you when you were first created? How old were you when you first created this part of you? And what purpose did it serve originally? It served some purpose. What might that have been? Did you create it to compensate for something, to protect? And ask this part of you, what is it trying to do for you now? How old does this part of you, this reactive, critical part of you, think you are now? this critical, reactive part of you, how would it answer these questions? I am. The world is. People are. I don't. In order to make it, I must. I should be. I have to. So repeating to yourself, I have a part of me that believes this. And finish that sentence just quietly to yourself. I have a part of me that believes this. And as best you can, just summarize the beliefs of this critical, reactive part of yourself. And you likely know at the point when this part of you was created, or when you felt you needed it most, perhaps it was trying to serve a positive purpose. But now it's likely you've outgrown it. You no longer need it, and it's getting in your way. And just quietly repeat this to yourself and finish the sentence. I am not the part of me that believes. This is not who I am or what I am. It is a part I created to. I am more than this part. I am I. So just holding that part there off to the left, bring to mind the strict, rational, part of yourself that resorts simply to reason, trying to separate out emotion. Tries to place unrealistic expectations on yourself, on others. Expects things to move like pieces on a chessboard. This is the rational part of you, and yes, it serves a purpose. And seeing that part of you off to the right-hand side, try to form an image of what that part of you looks like, sounds like, male, female, older, younger. Perhaps it's the strict part of yourself, the unwavering, the rigid part of yourself, whatever comes to mind. Perhaps there's a character in movies or books that resonates for you, that reminds you of this part of you. Try to bring that to mind, just off to the right-hand side. And again, this may be a part of you you created long time ago or more recently to help you in some way. Try to form an image, sense what this part of you is like, to be in its presence. What is it trying to do for you? Why did you create it? What purpose did it serve? How is it to help you? And this part of you, how would it answer these sentences, complete these sentences? The world is. People are. I must. I should. I am. I have to. In order to make it, in order to be successful, I. And repeating to yourself quietly, I have a part of me that only uses reason, that sometimes makes me feel bad. This is not who I am, it's just a part I created. I am more than this part. I am I. And straight out in front, I'd like you to form an image of the part of you that's a melting of the two, a fusion, a bridge of the two. A part of you that is in touch with emotion, in touch with reason, but can balance both. A part of you that has compassion, understanding, drive, but balance. Try to form an image of what this part of you looks like, sounds like, talks like. This is the wise part of yourself. The wise part of yourself can balance the two. The other parts can slip into the background, not necessarily gone, but just not as strong, just not as prominent. The wise part of yourself is more there in the forefront. And it's a constant balancing. As life throws you curveballs, the wise part of yourself is always balancing, readjusting. It's never set, never the same, always moving, always adjusting. It's fluid. Trying to form an image of this wise part of yourself, adjusting instead of the rigidity of the rational part of yourself. Or the absence. The absence of rigidity with the emotional part of yourself. It's in the middle. Like a sailboat always adjusting to the winds. Ever changing, but always writing. And so what I'd like you to do now is think about a mildly triggering situation, either upcoming or recently past. Just bring that situation to mind, remembering what was going on, who was there, what triggered you, what you were thinking, what you were feeling. And like you to at first, bring the reactive, emotional part of yourself to the forefront. So just off to the left, bring that part of you to the forefront. And take a moment to imagine or remember how that part of you responded. What was that part of you thinking, feeling? What did that part of you attempt to guide you to do or not do, to believe or not believe? As best you can, just bring that to mind or imagine it. Feel those feelings. Feel how intense they can get. Feel how overwhelming they can get. It's like jumping into a hot pool of lava. It's overwhelming, all-encompassing, swimming in the emotion. It's paralyzing, agitating, overwhelming, all at the same time. You can feel it around you, feel it inside of you, feel it in your head, and feel it in your body. Notice the tendency to withdraw or to blow up. Notice when the emotions are on board, taking over, immersing you, how the rational mind shuts down. Feel desperate, overwhelmed, anxious, sad. Notice what's happening. Just pause that off to the left-hand side. Take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feel yourself grounded again. You can feel the contact between your arms, your legs, your back, and your head, and the furniture. You can notice the sounds around. You know what day it is. You can feel your tummy moving in and out as you breathe. You can move your jaw around and wiggle your toes. You can come back to the here and the now. Nothing has happened. Everything's okay. Take a few long, slow, deep breaths. It's okay. Thoughts are powerful. They can cause us to feel things in our body, release certain neurochemicals and hormones, and cause us to do and not do certain things. But at the end of the day, they're just thoughts. So just pausing that off to the left hand side, you know the reactive part of you, how it was feeling, thinking, wanting to do or not do. And just turn your attention over to the right hand side, how the reasoning, rational mind, the part of you wanted to respond. Perhaps there was a tendency to push, to argue, to yell, to demand, to judge. Do you feel the rigidity? Do you feel that condemnation? Do you feel the judgment against you or somebody else? Do you feel the feeling of not being good enough, you or them, the situation? Do you notice the sense of inadequacy? Feel those feelings. Feel that stiffness. Feel the harshness of the rational mind. Connect with it. Yes, it likely has your best interest at heart, but it takes a toll. takes a toll on you in the moment and after. You may notice how, when the reasoning mind takes charge, eventually afterwards you're filled with guilt and shame, and the reactive part of yourself takes over, and you bounce between the two. It's so bewildering, confusing. Where is the middle line? Notice how this rational, reasoning mind wants to take charge. Notice what it's telling you to do or not do. But notice the feelings. Notice the intensity. And coming to the middle ground, just setting that off to the right. Straight ahead. And in this situation, imagined or past, what is it that you want? What is it that you need the most? And is it realistic? And if it isn't, what can you expect instead? What is perhaps more realistic, more reasonable? You can still hold on to that determination, that desire, those goals. How can you meet those goals, achieve those ends in a more compassionate, forgiving, tolerant, but determined manner? So in that situation, bringing this wise mind to bear, bringing the understanding, the compassion, the forgiveness, when you think of that situation, upcoming or past, and this wise mind balancing the emotions of fear or self-doubt, anxiety, balanced against the reason that usually comes from shoulds. What is this wise mind guiding you to do or not do? What's in this middle ground? What can you ask for? What can you expect? How can you change what you're doing or not doing so you feel more balanced? So afterwards, there's no self-reproach or guilt or shame. You can still push, you can still demand, you can still ask, you can still have goals. But to do it in a way that's a bit different. What can you tell yourself? What can you ask for? What can you do or not do differently? Form an image, again, of this wise part of yourself advising you. So for the next few weeks, what I'd like you to do is whatever situation you're in, I'd like you to simply take 10 minutes. Think about the situation. Get in touch with the reactive, emotional part of yourself. See how that part of you is guiding you, causing you to feel, causing you to think, advising you what to do or not do. Sit with those feelings, connect with those feelings. Bring to mind the image of this reactive, immature part of yourself and try to understand, what is it wanting to do for me? How is it trying to protect me, encourage me? What is its purpose in advising me in this manner? And then to also turn your attention to the rational part of yourself, and as well become in touch with, what is it trying to advise you? What is it making you feel, to think, to do or not do? What does it want for you? How is it trying to help? And then the challenge is a fusion of the two. The wise part of yourself, the balanced, mature part of yourself. What's perhaps a more tempered, measured, balanced, compassionate, forgiving, understanding, but driven direction? A driven, understanding, compassionate way to feel about you, the situation, the other people? What can you choose to do that is in your best interest, that will serve you the most, rather than indulging in either one, the reactive or rational mind? A balance of the two. How would this wise part of yourself guide you, even if it doesn't feel as good or isn't as familiar? You don't get the immediate release, but you also get to avoid the consequence of shame and blame and guilt and self-reproach. It feels more measured, more tolerable, more acceptable. It helps you feel more confident each and every day, because you don't feel like you're bouncing from one extreme to the next. Your sailboat travels at a faster speed. So each and every day, try to be in touch with each of those parts of yourself, acknowledging and noticing the rational, reactive part of your mind, part of yourself, but also addressing the wise part of yourself and understanding what's in your best interest, what truly meets your needs and goals, not just now, but tomorrow and the day after. So when you're ready, just open your eyes and return to the room around you.